Good morning, a frigid Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. But Alan, the cold is the news around the region this morning. Frigid temperatures. I'll give you a couple around the region. The cold spot usually, Saranac Lake, New York. Clear skies. It's minus 10, but it feels like minus 20 with the wind chill. In Albany, clear, 2, minus 11 with the wind chill. Down in New York City, well, it's 20 degrees. It still feels like zero.
Well, David, we've talked about this before, but this is a time that WAMCers start caring about their neighbors. Can you imagine the plumbing business that's going to occur now as the pipes freeze? And this is a time when neighbors take others in whose houses lose power. It's not something that you do for money. It's something you do because it's just right. And that's what solidifies neighbors and neighborhoods. It's an opportunity for people to work together.
Well, let's go to the news of the day, and let's start with domestic terrorism, if you will. Many Americans don't like to talk about it. We've had the Oklahoma City bombing, we've had the Unabomber and others, and now Dylann Roof, guilty on 33 counts of federal hate crime charges for the Charleston church shooting.
Well, you know, David, in America, everybody gets a defense. Of course, we do know that there is racism in the area of criminal justice, people who are of color. And we've seen it again and again. And we've had Jonathan Gratis and others on from the Defenders Association who just know that the quality of justice is different for those people with a black skin and a white skin. Now, this guy, Roof, looks like he comes out of the Angel Choir. Classic American looks. He goes in and he murders all of those people, many of whom say that forgiveness is at the top of their list as Christians. But the survivors knew he was guilty. His lawyer knew he was guilty. People who were around him knew he was guilty. And the jury knew he was guilty. If the jury, for any reason, had let this guy off, it would have been probably the worst signal at a time like this when this country is under tremendous pressure to do what's right. We have seen it in scathing reports in the New York Times about the criminal justice system in New York State, particularly in the incarceration industry in New York State. And this is one of the worst stories we have ever seen in the United States. So the fact that he's guilty now faces a choice between a death penalty and life in prison. But the most important thing is that he is guilty and a jury of his peers has said so.
From there to President Obama, who promises to retaliate over a hack by the Russians. He says we need to take action, and we will, over Moscow's efforts to influence the presidential election. I was listening to this story on the BBC on the Chile ride-in.
Well, look, we know that the Russians got involved. Our CIA has said so. We don't know and haven't proven yet that there's any complicity. The only thing we do know is that with the Trump campaign, the only thing we do know is that Donald Trump said seemingly encouraged the Russians to go ahead and to do their hacking, and he did that in a public manner. He will, of course, defend himself saying he was only kidding. But as Freud said, and I've quoted so many times, well, maybe Freud didn't say it, but it's still true. There is no joke. What that means is that sometimes humor can be very disclosive of what really somebody is thinking. So if we're going to get to the bottom of this, President Obama has 1 month to do that in. This CIA will be Trump's CIA and will have a different complexion, believe me. So if President Obama is to have courage, and I hope he will, a definitive report of what the CIA knows and how they know it, and even what the FBI and other intelligence agencies know, because the American people deserve no less.
Now to the complex and complicated issue of U.S. relations with Israel. We see that Donald Trump's pick for ambassador supports West Bank settlements. His name, David Freeman, has questioned the need for a two-state solution and likened left-leaning American Jews to Jews who aided the Nazis in the Holocaust.
Well, that's a despicable rhetoric. What it means is that people who have different views from his own will be subjected to the worst kind of rhetoric. I've interviewed the people from J Street, the liberal group in Israel, including Diane's daughter. These are people who have definite views on the way in which this should unfold in a two-state solution and stopping with some of the settlements. This is just a different way of looking at a very complex and difficult situation. So it may be the right way, it may be the wrong way. It's far too complicated for me. But I can tell you right now, this is not going to aid the way in which the Arab world and the United States gets along.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Stay warm and safe, everyone, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, David.